Blog Talk Radio.
Unscripted. The network. So it's only right if I unscript it. Check me out.
Now spit your word, let's get it heard, cause we are down to hear what clever bars are not. Real talk, you can rap about whatever. Now if you get tuned in to this unscripted network, some you lose, some you win, get it? Let's work. Now I ain't C. Hicks, and this my man Joe the Don. We keep everything unscripted going into overtime. Now all we finna do is interview dope artists. Whether you write hooks or write books, you're both authors. And on our podcast, nah, we won't laugh at you. You can spit some hot gas or read a paragraph or two. And if you spit hot flames, then tell us why we should listen. If you ain't spit no octane, then cause we could dish shit out on more than a plate. Give us the B16, we'll turn it to the first 48. And we're never buying fraud, cause homie, we don't sell fake. I stand behind these bars and it's my cellmate. Yeah, this script is not prepared, this is unscripted. Wanna get your words heard, we'll say it, or come spit it. 100 rounds a minute and I'm finished, not unlimited. Come up on a minute then, come and get unscripted, kid.
Yeah, unscripted. The network. Now they're hearing two on accordance with the script written beforehand and prompt to. So,
yeah, what it is, folks? It's your boy C. Hicks, and I'm here with my homie straight from Louisville, KY, Don't Fresh the Don. And welcome to our show, Unscripted Network, where you can talk, rap, or read about whatever, however, whenever you want to, you dig? And with all that being said, let's go ahead and network. Man, you can find me and my outlandish ass thoughts on Facebook as Carl Hicks, that's Carl H-I-X. And I'm on Instagram as C Hicks, that's C dot underscore H-I-X. And I'm on Twitter, but I ain't no tweeter. That makes sense. Now, the big homie right here, you can check Dope Fresh the Don out on any major platform where music is listened to and or sold. And that's sold with an S as in support. And that ain't just law, that's black law. Rubber music. Dope. Talk to him.
Yo, what's good? What's good with it, C. Hicks? What's good with it, Unscripted Network? What's good with it, world? Dope Fresh to Dine on the check-in. You know how I go, man. Just blessed to be alive, to see another day, to be able to do another show with y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, like he said, y'all can get all my music anywhere digital music is sold. Make sure y'all get on YouTube and check out that new video, Crazy World. Dope Fresh to Dine, Crazy World. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and all that. But with that being said, let's get into this show, man. CX, it's been a little, you know, we have a brief hiatus, you know what I'm saying? We know they missed us, you know what I'm saying? But we back, we on here, we ready to talk that real talk like only we know how to do. So what's on your mind tonight, dog?
Well, I mean, you know, all immediate, guys say, you know, say what's going on with the Rockets and the Clippers. The Warriors. I don't call them the Warriors no more. I call them the Golden Statriots. Because they got the Russ and everybody teamed up with them. That's like, you know, I guess like, you know, the major thing, you know, a lot of folks are into the whole, you know, the basketball series. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people say that this right now is the championship. This game will be better than the championship. This series, I mean.
You know I might have to agree. I might have to agree with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say, you know, because I don't want to disrespect the teams in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks, they looking real good. You know what I'm saying? They got the best defense in the league. But they very inexperienced, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, same thing with the Philadelphia 76ers. They're young, team. They got, you know, your boy Joel Embiid, the process. And, you know, they got Ben Simmons, Jimmy Butler. They got a lot of good players, but, you know, still a young team. And then you can't forget about Kawhi Leonard, you know what I'm saying, who is a finals MVP. He's been a finals MVP in the past with the Spurs, you know what I'm saying. He leading the Raptors now, you know, and then, of course, you got the Boston Celtics. So those, but that Milwaukee and Boston series seem like that's pretty much a wrap. Milwaukee's up 3-1 now, and I don't think Boston's going to climb out of that hole. But to the topic at hand with the Rockets and the Warriors, you know, this, you know, I see why people are saying this is pretty much like the finals, because most people feel like the Rockets are the only team that have a shot at beating Golden State. Because last year, if you recall, you know, they was up 3-2, and then Chris Paul got hurt, you know what I'm saying, at the end of that game, what was it, game five, you know what I'm saying, he got hurt, and at the end of that, and then Warriors came back and won that series 4-3. But this year, you know, the difference is, you know, yeah, they're missing some key players, the Rockets, you know, Trevor Ariza, he played a big role in that series last year. He's no longer with the Rockets, but James Harden, to me, looks the best that he's ever looked in the playoffs, because he's always been, you know, a cold-blooded offensive killer. But last year, it seemed like he kind of, he like, almost like he got tired, man, like he wore it down, you know what I'm saying? And this year, he seemed like he's, you know, he's still going hard. And just the fact that, you know, Golden State was up 2-0, and the Rockets then won 2 straight, it's like that applies, that puts pressure on Golden State to the point where now they, you know what I'm saying, even though it's going back to Oakland, if they lose and they go back down 3-2 again like they did last year, I think this year the Rockets are going to play with more sense of urgency. Like, look, we got to close the coffin on these dudes. We cannot give them a chance. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, man, you know, if I had to pick a team, if I had to pick one, I'm going to still go with the champs, you know what I'm saying, because Golden State, they just, you know, they are who they are, man. They've been to the finals, what, 4 straight years, you know what I'm saying? So I can't really bet against them, but I do feel like if there's any team that can dethrone them, it's the Rockets, and they're the hungriest, you know what I'm saying, because they feel like they got, you know, they were supposed to go last year. So I feel like it's like deeper with them, you know what I'm saying? Like they really, really want to beat these guys. And if they don't, we're going to be looking at this series. We're going to be looking at this era, I mean, like 10 years from now, the same way we look at the Bulls, you know, when Jordan, when Pippen, they had their reign. And remember the New York Knicks, it was almost like the Knicks was like right there, but they couldn't get past them. You know what I'm saying? The Knicks would play the Bulls real tough in the playoffs, but they never could get past it. And James Harden, he'll end up, him and Chris Paul, be just like how Patrick Ewing was, you know what I'm saying? Cold player, Hall of Famer, but never got that ring, you know what I'm saying? So that's my take on it, man. How you feel about it?
Man. I mean, it's two different things. I mean, it's like, who do I think is going to win and who do I want to win? Really, I really don't give a fuck, but I would rather see goddamn Houston win that joint, because it'll be a big-ass story, you know, niggas be on that shit. But who I think is going to win is going to be Golden State, just for the, you know, just for the simple fact that it's Golden State. There's no other reason but that for me. They just Golden State, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
That's just my brief take on it, because, like, for real, after this series over with, I don't even think I'm going to watch this shit, because when you told me Milwaukee was, like, one of the best teams in the East, I was like, I was shocked. Last time I remember Milwaukee, like, being good was when I think Ray Allen was there. That's the last time I heard of Milwaukee, except for the rappers and shit would be unscripted.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they ain't been a top team, yeah, pretty much since then. You're right. Yeah, that's been, hey, shit. 20 years ago, damn near 15 years ago. So, but they, you know, I know you don't follow it as heavy as you used to, but yeah, that boy Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak. I mean, this dude pretty much the closest thing to LeBron, you know, to LeBron, you know what I'm saying? Like, this dude, he's a, they all call him the Greek freak for nothing. He's a freak of nature. His athleticism, man, the dude is long. I mean, the dude is, if he develops a consistent jump shot, then, I mean, he's pretty much unstoppable right now. But if he gets that jump shot, man, he's going to be unstoppable, literally, because this dude can get to the hole. He can be, like, at the damn near half court and get a dunk taking two steps. I know it sounds crazy. You think I'm exaggerating, but, man, they've been showing that shit on SportsCenter.
I just
like, damn, this dude.
I just seen ESPN. I know about
he gets to the hole at will. So, yeah. He's the truth. So don't sleep on Milwaukee. I know, like you said, they historically have not been good, but man, they look good this year.
I'm gonna just watch it just because the goddamn Chambers says. But check this out, right? We got two callers right now, and one of them I believe is a goddamn Cowboys fan. So since it's four of us, I'm gonna go ahead and script both of us. First, I'm gonna 510. Let us know who you is, man. You unscripted.
Oh, yeah, man. VA, the man up in this thing. You know how.
What's good with it? What's good with it?
VA?
Hey, nothing, man. How y'all doing, man?
We chilling, man.
Man.
You out there in California when I think about it.
We good.
So,
So you know, I ain't got too much take on it besides, you know, I ain't even been watching the season thoroughly, so you know I ain't got too much, but you know that I'm going for you know the home team, you know, Warriors and shit, you know what I mean? That's of course you know I'm impressed by with James Harden in particular. I'm real impressed by what he's doing, man. He's showing up, you know what I mean? And just for the simple fact that he's been putting it down, you know what I mean? He's been putting it down. It's like, you know, this is the time to either, you know, you slow up. You know, this is where it shows, like, if you great. You know what I mean? I feel like he's stepping up to that plate where he like, man, whether he get a ring or not, you know what I mean? He really showing his greatness right now, man. Like, he put a whooping on us and shit last night, the last two games, cuz. So that shit is crazy to see just as a sports fan in general. You know what I mean? I'm a Warriors fan and shit. But, you know, they doing their thing, man. But, you know, like y'all said, you know, I'm going with the home team.
Yeah, most definitely.
Before I unscript the other caller, VA the man, what is your favorite football team?
Oh man, my favorite football team, man. I got my story crazy, man. I got a crazy story. So my real original favorite football team, right, is like, all right. So my dad was a Philly fan when, you know, so I used to, you know, I always fuck with Philly because that's where, you know, as a child, I used to be around when I was around him and shit. And then, you know, when I got on my own, you know, started coming into my own, my pops wasn't around that much. I fuck with Frisco. I fuck with the Niners. I always fuck with the Niners, that Niners room, everything, you know what I'm saying? Everything Niners, you know what I mean? When they lost to Green Bay, Terrell Owens and shit, motherfucking caught that catch, man. Listen, bro, I was, man, by myself watching them games as a youngster, you know what I mean? But when I moved out to Oakland and shit, man, I couldn't help it, you know what I mean? But to fall in love with the Raiders, bro. And the reason why is because, you know, that's the atmosphere, you know what I'm saying? It's like going, man, when you live somewhere, especially like Oakland and shit, and that's what I told my niggas, too. I was like, man, bro, I don't see how you could live in Oakland and not be a Raiders fan, bro. I think that I just can't see that. And that's how I lived. When I moved out there, that's just how it was. And my niggas was like, nigga, that's real shit. You know what I mean? Because they, you know, that's just real shit, bro. So just living out there, man, I fuck with the Raiders, man. That's my squad, my main squad now. You know what I mean? But I still fuck with the Niners, and I still like, you know, the Eagles. Those my squad.
Okay, now, I asked that because I thought you liked the Cowboys. I thought that was one of your teams. Okay,
no,
good. So that means we got, I believe we bought the unscripted Cowboys fan. So,
ain't no way.
If you're not the Cowboys fan, I apologize. You're unscripted.
Oh, ain't man, no. Here you go. Always starting, man. Damn, I thought they fixed your brain injury by now.
I mean,
no.
I just gave all facts.
I mean, I just gave
you're
all
Cowboys
facts.
Fan.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not our fault.
For real, for real. being honest, for real, you're a Baltimore Ravens fan, but because Doe like the Redskins, you want to jump on the bandwagon. You know, I hope you enjoy the ride.
All I'm saying is it's not our fault that you're a Cowboys fan. Don't blame us.
All I'm saying is you didn't deny that you enjoyed the ride because, for real, you're a Ravens fan and you got that autographed Ray Lewis jersey sitting in your closet that you sleep in and with your panties on.
Y'all crazy, man. Hey. I guess that's the VA and DC little rivalry right there. We got the DMV on the line right now, man. We got Virginia and DC, and I'm the odd man out. But Imperial real, man, what's good with it, man? What's your take on the Warriors and the Rockets, man? The series tied 2-2.
Man,
what you got taking?
I like to see Jay Harden go ahead and take them people out, man. I mean, because he don't put some fear in them people's heart, man. So I would like to see James Harden and the Rockets go ahead and knock them people off just because of the simple fact it's only fitting that we get two new teams in the finals this year. I'm sick of seeing the Warriors, and I'm kind of glad that LeBron went to my Lakers so we helped him sit his ass down because I got tired of seeing him too.
You know right. So I feel that as a sports fan, you like, man, fuck it. You just want to see two new teams in the ship. I feel that. I definitely feel that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I feel like I said, I think Golden State gonna come. I ain't gonna bet against Golden State. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't bet against New England. I can't stand New England at all. But nigga done lost too much money off of Belichick and Brady. Them niggas done cost me money, bro. I'm like, fuck, I'm never betting. I don't give a fuck if Brady 50. I'm not betting against him. You know what I'm saying? And the Warriors, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I'm gonna keep it all the way real. Me, I'm a Lakers fan, a Bulls fan. Those are my two teams. But the Warriors they're the funnest team to watch since the Kobe and Shaq Lakers. Like, if you a sports fan, just watching them niggas play, bro. Like, love them, I hate them. They are entertaining, bro. It's damn near like watching, like I said, like the Kobe and Shaq Lakers. That's the last time a team has been that exciting to watch, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? And then before that, it was the Jordan Bulls. Like, I mean, the shit Curry and Clay, and, you know, even before they even got Durant. But with Durant, he has a whole nother dimension to that team. But just the way they play, bro, it's just like, it's just highlight after highlight. You'd be like, yo, this shit crazy.
Hey, let me say this. I'm not going to let you disrespect Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal because they was funny shit to watch.
Excuse me, ma'am. Sometimes grown men are talking. I was talking, ma'am.
Oh, shit.
You know, Durant, man. Durant's a cool-ass guy, man. And he finally getting his respect. Because LeBron ain't in there to overshadow the shit he's been doing year after year since he joined Golden State to help them get to the finals. You know what I'm saying? It's good to see him getting his just due now without the overshadowing of LeBron. And then, of course, James Harden is just an exciting element in that series. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Understood. Look,
your boy Giannis. Giannis is he's amazing. He's amazing, bro. Like, for real, for real. LeBron might as well go ahead and put the magic shave on his head, cut his hair, and pass the torch. Because that's where it's going. To Giannis. He's next up.
Understood. Hey, look, can I say this right quick?
Yeah, C-Higgs, you don't think the Warriors are exciting to watch? When you watch them, you think... That's an unfair comparison to compare them to the Kobe and Shaq Lakers.
No, I'm talking about I want to let you disrespect them by not just putting them in there because they was funny shit to watch. It was not just the Bulls and the Warriors, yeah, they except but the Kobe and them, they was serious to watch.
That's what I said. I said the Warriors are. I said they are the funnest team to watch since the Kobe and Shaq Lakers. I said, and before that, it was the Bulls.
Oh, my fault. I wasn't listening. My bad. But check this out, right? We got two more callers, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to keep, because we've been on here 40 minutes talking about the basketball. So I want to get everybody, you know, shot on this joint. And also, I'm going to point out a game within the game. You know, Durant and Harden, they started out at Oklahoma City. Now they playing against each other, you know, about basically the championship. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's just the game within the game with me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we getting a couple of calls. So I'm going to mute everybody right quick. And 614, you unscripted.
614, talk to us.
Okay, so hi, how are you? This is Candy from Simple Sexy. I was just listening tonight. I didn't want to talk.
Oh, my fault.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
and we appreciate you calling in.
Yeah,
hey, real talk.
Missed you guys, and I just so happened to see it on the Instagram. I was like, hey, let me tune in. You're on. I never am able to catch it, but I'm listening. But Durant is amazing. I used to live in Texas and used to love OKC. And LeBron, as you know, I'm in Columbus, so Cleveland, you know, LeBron's okay. I like him, but you know, it's all about the Warriors because I was also in San Francisco as well.
Oh, okay.
It's like I'm a bandwagon every city I come in.
Hey, you got to rep where you at. Hey, we're going to holler at you and Deidre again. We're going to have to see, man. I know y'all pretty busy, y'all, but we're going to have to maybe at least once a month do a, you know, like a unisex show or something like that. And, you know, if we can't do it weekly, that'll be dope.
Absolutely. We're coming back soon, maybe. We're just working out the details.
Okay. Well, keep us posted.
Yeah, we can work out some details.
Okay. All right,
man. Thanks for calling. All right, man.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
All right. And Tiff, I believe it's Tiff. You unscripted.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hey,
I don't do sports talk, so y'all can skip over me.
Well, you gotta give your opinion though. Who you going for, the Warriors or the Rockets?
I'm going for the Warriors.
And why are you going for the Warriors?
Well, I like Durant. Ain't that Durant we be talking about?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
I really don't. I really don't. I hate. Oh my God. I don't like it. But yeah, Durant and what's the main one's name? Curry. Yeah, those are my main two. So they, like, I'm always going to be a Lakers fan. Kobe is number one, but someone had to, like, take their place. So the Warriors is it for me.
You ain't going for the beard, James Harden. He look like your brother.
Hey.
No, he's nasty. I don't like that beard. That's a nasty guy. I wish you kept that shit off. I don't like that. But yeah, go Warriors. Go to the same.
Well, the people have spoken. We're gonna mute you. We're gonna come as soon as we about to change the subject anyway, and we'll bring you right back on so we can talk about something that I know you'll be more have something more to say on.
All right. You know, since you segue into the next topic, you bring it up.
Well,
you know,
let me before we go all the way from the playoffs, I just want to ask, you know, you can unmute VA and Real for this. I want to ask y'all what y'all think. You know, y'all gave y'all take on who y'all going for as far as this series, but you know, the bigger thing at hand is, you know, this about to be like how LeBron, when he left, made the decision and went to Miami. That's how this Durant free agency thing is about to play out.
Oh, yeah.
It's about to be the, you know. So what y'all think, honestly, what's y'all gut feeling? Y'all think if, we'll just say if Golden State win the championship again this year, y'all think Durant is going to stay and keep, you know, keep trying to win ships? Are you think it's like eating them, like he want to be like, because that's, you know, that's always going to be Steph's team. It's kind of like when LeBron was with Miami, like he was the best player, but that's Wade County, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gave that team their first championship. And, like, Curry, like, it's just a different – like, they love Durant out there. But man, that's the house Curry built. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all feel like he going to stay and, like, not have no ego, just want to win chips? Or y'all think he is kind of, like, eating at him, like he still want to get one on his own team, so to say? What y'all take on that?
You know, I'm going to answer this real quick. You know what I'm saying? Me, I don't watch it enough to even give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what the fuck that man do. I don't know what. I just watch the game. I don't care. Nah, that's real. I don't. You know the shit I be. I don't even give a fuck. So I'm unscript VA. Let VA talk about it. You unscripted VA?
Man, yeah, shit. You know, I think, you know, I don't know, man. I hate to speculate, really, for real. But for real, what I'm going to say, I just think what the players be going through be different with the fans be going through. You know what I mean? So as a fan, I want the nigga to stay, right? So I feel like
right.
I'm gonna leave because off of my theory. You know how I just told you how my brain work about it. So you know what I'm saying? I think he's gonna leave, but I don't know, man. Cause you know at the same time, like you said, stay and win ships and shit. Is nigga gonna stay and really win ships though? You know what I mean? That's the question though. Cause you know what I'm saying? I mean, I believe them niggas could maybe pull a few more, maybe, but they the top, they never won enemies, so everybody at them, like, they somebody coming for their head, you know what I mean? That's inevitable, you know what I mean? So I don't know, I think he gonna move on, man, because I don't think it's too many more shits, you know, maybe, you know what I mean, and go to stay for him. I mean, he getting old, too, though. I don't think he gonna get no shits if he leave, though. That's what I do think, nigga, so he better stay, nigga. Shit, best chance.
Yeah, because they, you know, they all like right there in their prime. They got about 3 more years left. Curry, I think, is 30. Durant's 30. I believe Clay's 29 or 30. You know, Draymond, same. They late, like, they, you know, players start falling off like about 34. You know what I'm saying? 30, you know, 33, 34. So they still, I feel like if they keep it constructed, you know, I don't see nobody beating them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my take. But I think I'm with you, man. I think Durant, I think he's going to leave because I think Durant's a sensitive cat, man. Like, just keeping it all the way real. Like, you could just tell, like, he really can. It's not, that's not a knock to him, but he just really a sensitive cat. And I think that the media, man, he let them get in his head a little too much. You know what I'm saying? Because he made like the fake Twitter account so he can respond to fans and stuff. And then he end up replying on his real account on accident, and they got exposed. Like, he really cared. He one of the players, like, he really care about what people think. Like, he ain't one of the players that just shrug it off like, I don't care. You know, he really cares. And I think, you know, when they on First Take and these little debate shows, they always say, oh, yeah, Durant, he needs to get one, though, on his own team. I think, you know, as good as it is in Golden State, and that's just us from the outside looking in. You know, him and Draymond, they had some words. So I don't know if it's all peaches and cream there, but it seemed like, you know, it's a well-oiled machine. Like, they all fuck with each other off the court, too. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think he is kind of looking at it like, you know, I accomplished what I needed to accomplish for my career. I got me a couple rings, finals, MVPs. Now it's like, you know, I want to go be the, you know, he's the man on Golden State. Like, he's probably the best player on Golden State. You know, it's arguable with him and Curry, but most people would say it's Durant. But he wants to be clear-cut like the man. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? But we'll see. We'll see this summer.
We definitely will, man.
We're going to see what. Real, what you guys say, Real?
All I'm going to say is if they lose the Houston, get that jersey ready out there in Rocket Town because here comes Durant.
You think you're going to go to Houston if he leaves?
Yeah. Come on, man. That man going somewhere where he can instantly win another chip. He going to go somewhere where he's going to be inserted. He's going to be inserted and instantly win another chip. That's what Durant going to do. He going to pull the LeBron. Oh, I can instantly go here and win a ring. I'm cool. Straight up. And if he does stay, that's because they brought in a couple of other pieces and niggas took a pay cut for him to get the contract he wanted. But eventually, yeah, Durant's going to walk away.
Well, here's the dilemma. The dilemma that Golden State got is they got 3 players that they want max money. Like, Curry already locked in. He got max money. Clay said he's not taking a pay cut, period. He's like, he want a max contract this year. You know what I'm saying? And then Draymond said he wants, I don't know if he want a max contract, but he want, like, big money. Like, he ain't taking no type of pay cut. So that's the thing. If Durant do say he want to stay, then, you know, Clay or Draymond going to be the odd man out. And that, for me, I hate that as a fan just for that, because they were all drafted to go to state. You know, they kind of built that together, you know what I'm saying? So one of them is going to be.
You ain't got to worry about that. Trust me. The rest go. Win or lose, the rest go. Believe that. Win or lose, the rest go.
We got these episodes in the archives too. So when the free agency happened, man, we gonna play this back and we gonna see who you know. Well, when we all said that we think he's gone. So if he end up staying, then he gonna be he gonna make us look, you know, we like we didn't know what we was talking about. But with that being said, man, let's go ahead and get into the next topic. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all want to just talk. You know, and me, I could talk sports all night. But you know what I'm saying? Let's get to the next topic, man. And that next topic is for me, because, you know, it's been a while. We didn't been on hiatus for like 2 months. And, of course, man, we all know the biggest thing that happened and the worst thing that happened, man, was, you know, Nipsey Hussle getting killed. You know what I'm saying? We all have talked about that, you know, to each other. But I wanted to kind of talk about it on the show, man, like you know what I'm saying? What y'all feel about that whole situation and all this information coming out about it, you know, about him like not even supposed to really have been at the store that day. And I seen a video yesterday where it was like it's a video of him dapping the dude that killed him like months prior to that, like, you know what I'm saying? And then I seen an interview with BG Knockout on Vlad, and he was saying dude used to be signed to Nipsey's label like years ago when Nipsey was, you know, first getting his shit off the ground. Like, so just that whole situation, man. How y'all feel about that, man? The whole Nipsey Hussle situation, man.
Oh shit. I guess I'll take the floor. Shit, I just feel like, yo, you know, we had a messed up situation, man. We lost a beautiful brother. All that, man. You know, more information coming out. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, BG Knockout, he said the most shit that I think we all done heard, that, you know what I mean, that nigga was signed to him. And, you know what I mean, these niggas obviously knew each other and shit. And, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I thought about it one time, man. I thought about it for real just on my first time for a minute. I was just thinking about it. And at the end of the day, I think something just don't sit right with me about the whole situation. But at the same time, I ain't from out there, so I don't really know about shitty cuz. But they say it's a big shitty cuz, a little shitty cuz, a baby shitty cuz. So these niggas out there, cuz, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's just fucked up, man. But at the same time, this is the reality, man. You know what I mean? This is the reality. And we can't, and, you know, it's sad and shit, but we got to just know, bro. It's just real, man. It's real, man. Like, I don't know, because it's just hard. It's hard to say, man, because I know my nigga was changing his life. But, you know, he a shooter, too. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Nip say he a shooter. That's a fact. You know what I mean? So this be the life. You know what I mean? Ain't no way, nigga. It just don't, you know, I don't know, man. So it's just a sad situation, man, because he was a beautiful dude. You know what I mean? I think that's really it. All the conspiracy shit, man, it could be. Something don't sit right, man. But at the same time, niggas be hating, niggas be going through shit, and the nigga shoot your ass. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, that's real talk.
Yeah. Real. Keep it real with it, real.
Man, basically, like VA said, man, it was a whole fucked up situation. I mean, bro was doing so much and making so many moves behind the scenes on some powerful shit that could have helped change just the outlook of gang culture and just the black culture in itself, you know what I'm saying? And he got taken away untimely, and it was just real fucked up. And, I mean, a lot of the pieces of the puzzle don't seem right and don't fit, you know what I'm saying, for me. Because I'm still thinking, like, well, where the hell is the videotapes from in front of the store where you can actually see exactly what went on? They seem not to, you know what I'm saying, be available at all. They're not going to surface, you know. I just don't understand all this. It's just like, one, if he wasn't supposed to be at the store and he so-called went to go get his friends some clothes who just came home from prison and all that, I mean, man,
it just don't seem right, because if you weren't supposed to be at the store, you got people working there, you could have just called and said, hey, bro, so-and-so is coming. I need you to do whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop, give him that for me. I got you. You could have made that simple phone call. So, you know, it's just a lot of questionable shit.
You're right. You're right about that, real, but you got to realize, too, man, Nipsey was a gangster, man. He was a street nigga, and a lot of times, you know, he probably was looking at it like, let me be there, you know, let me be a stand-up guy. Like, yeah, you're right. He could have made that call and just said, yeah, man, hook the homie up. He coming through. Hook him up with some gear. But he probably was like, you know, because that's some, I ain't going to lie, that's some shit I would want to do if it was me. I would want to dap the nigga up, look a nigga in the eye, and you know,
I,
you know,
I
show him that,
that. I get that.
Yeah.
Back. I ain't knocking that at all. You can tell he was a stand-up real nigga. I ain't knocking that, but I'm just saying. That's something that he could have done. But he didn't, because he wanted to do exactly what you said. Look, my nigga just came home. I'm going to go holler at him real quick. I'll be right back. He didn't expect that. And then, like, you know, just like DA said, niggas be getting their feelings. They be all on their Carl Hicks and shit. You know, so you got to be careful with them type of niggas. You know, but it's just fucked up, man. He was like the Tupac of this generation. Like, he always would refer to himself as. And he really was that, man. I mean, it's fucked up because that was good people. From all the interviews and basically what people are saying about him, it was never really nothing bad that people had to say. So it was just an unfortunate loss, for real.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to just give a quick thought to that joint. You know, I'm always, you know, conspiracy side of it. So I do be thinking that, like, it probably wasn't just the way they portraying it. You know what I mean? They got the nerve of, like, saying he called a nigga some shit. I'm like, man, maybe that shit, it wasn't just that Dr. Savy shit, but him being influential as he was, and they was, like, gentrifying his section of the city, too. You know what I'm saying? They gentrifying that shit, too. I forget. Somehow I was looking at somebody was saying that shit. I'm like, damn. So I'm just saying, just maybe, man. All this shit that's going on, this motherfucker got a O.J. Simpson prosecutors, even though they lost. But this shit, I mean, this shit they letting out there, the vibration just don't feel right to me. That's just me, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right, I feel like you know, we don't gotta get Tiff's opinion, and you know, you can check with Candy too if she wanna give an opinion on the whole Nipsey thing too. But I also want to say, man, I don't feel like that his tragedy, which is a terrible tragedy. I don't think that should really distract us from or not distract us, but stop us from opening businesses in our neighborhoods like he did. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's definitely risky, and you know, the results of what happened to him is terrible. But at the same time, you gotta think, man, he had that store for years and nothing like that happened. And I know most people say, well, yes, all it takes is one, you know, one time for something like that to happen and you out of here. But, you know, he's kind of like, man, he kind of made a sacrifice when you really look at it, man. Like, if you go back in time, you know what I'm saying? Like, it took a Rosa Parks and people of the civil rights movement to do shit that most people was afraid to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, runaway slaves, all that. You know what I'm saying? Harriet Tubman, like, so you gotta, you know, we can't just say, oh, man, see, because I feel like that's what they want. They want us to say, ah, oh, man, see, this is what happens, bro, when you open up a business in a black community. You know what I'm saying? Niggas end up getting killed. To be niggas hating. Like, yeah, that's true. But, you know, we gotta make that change, man. We can't, you know what I'm saying? Nipsey, he was bent on that. Like, look, I could put this in Beverly Hills or wherever, but I'm putting it right in the neighborhood I'm from. And the fact of the matter is, probably, you know, like VA said, I'm not there, but I'm going to say, at least 90% of the people in the neighborhood had nothing but love and admiration for that man. You know what I'm saying? You just had that one, you know, one guy, a few people that, you know, was hating. And that's just, at the end of the day, that happens everywhere. Not saying that you would get killed if he would have put his store in Beverly Hills, but you're going to have people out there that hate that you got your business, you know, an urban store out there. They're going to be hating on you too. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to look at it like, you know, I don't want us to feel like, nah, man, like, if I open a business, I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only way we're going to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, businesses and shit like that in our hood, man, you gotta take risk in life at the end of the day. Like I said, it's terrible. It was a tragedy what happened to him. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's just the point I wanted to make. So you can go ahead and bring Tiff on, CX.
You want to script this, Tim?
Okay. So, first, I want to say I'm happy that you guys brought the show back. I've missed everybody. But I'm not going to perpetrate a fraud. Like, I knew who Nipsey Hussle was, but I wasn't, like, deep into it. And then when he died, like everyone else, or got killed, assassinated, I started, like, looking into the stuff that he did and things like that. And he was definitely a powerful guy. He did a lot of good things. I, like, teeter-tot with the thought of doing things in your own hood, but like y'all said, you can't be afraid to do stuff where you come from, but it's definitely risky. But I think we should just continue to have him live on and really take in the things that he talked about and, like, stuff with Dr. Savy and stuff like that and implement some of the things that he talked about in our own lives. That's what I think.
Definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
Heavy. I know it. For me, it's just, dude, you know, when you get into that level of owning property and shit, that's what I get to thinking, like, America, that goddamn evil. I'm going to blame this on America. I'm not going to blame this on the black. I'm going to believe in a conspiracy. I think the government has something to do with it. That's just how I'm going.
Yeah, I low-key feel, I feel the same way, too. And I feel like everything don't necessarily have to be in the hood, and you don't have to go so far way out the way either. I feel like there can be a happy balance of where not necessarily catering to both crowds or people, but, like, you're not deep in there, you know.
Yeah, I feel like anything can happen anywhere. That's true. But I do feel like you got to just move, though, a certain way, though. I will say that. Like, if you are having a business.
Yeah, he should always have security on him at all times, no matter what.
Right. And, you know, he got so much love, though, from the people, man. Sometimes I know that can distract a person. You just feel like, man, look, I'm good. You know, this is my city. I've been in every hood. And, you know, Bloods respect me. Crips respect. Like, everybody respect me. But, you know, that's all it takes is that one cat, like the shitty cuz or whatever the dude's name is, Eric Holder, you know what I'm saying, to do something like that. You know, I with the conspiracies, I don't know, man. Like VA said, I'm with VA. I'm not going to say that it's no conspiracies, but, I mean, I'm leaning more towards, man, it was just a hating-ass nigga, man, that got in his feelings and killed him. You know what I'm saying? That's sometimes, you know, we like to believe, because the conspiracies, man, sometimes they make sense. But sometimes, man, it's just as simple as, you know, some bullshit. We didn't see it in our neighborhood. We see it in our cities every day, damn near. And you'd be like, damn, man, dude killed him over what? Like, and it'd be like some just old dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it just be that. Now, I'm not saying that you know, y'all wrong for believing in conspiracies, because, you know, y'all could be right. But sometimes, man, it just be simple as some old dumb shit, some hood shit. You know, a nigga just being jealous or whatever. You know, so that's my take on it. But, you know, we only got 17 more minutes. So if y'all want to, you can unscript everybody, C. Hicks, and if they want to add more to the Nipsey thing, y'all feel free to, or we can get into, you know, another subject. You know what I'm saying?
My fault, I forgot to set the show up for 2 hours. This is my bad.
Yeah, you know C. Hicks, man. He'd be over at Lick when he be setting these shows up. I said, man, he just texted me that. We only got an hour. But it's cool, though, because we just now getting back. So, you know, this hour is cool. You know what I'm saying? And then next week we'll be back at 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? But everybody,
I don't know.
You got everybody on here, C. Hicks?
Yeah. Candace, you on script? You want me to mute you?
Yes. No, no, I wanted to.
Oh, Lord.
What, you muted
her? Don't lie. How, you, wait, am I mute or not?
You are muted now.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
I'm sorry.
No worries. On Nipsey Hussle, I'm not like a bandwagon person. I had no clue who he was. What I did was, like, basically I seen what happened. I took my feelings towards him, his situation and everything was coming from a mother. I'm a mother of three young, black, beautiful boys. And I didn't know who he was. I did a little research. I didn't know about his past. But I know about his present, and I know what he was doing, and I can appreciate that and respect that. So I did shed a tear for his loss because it was much more than him as a person. I mean, his music and all that stuff and the loss. He was like a black leader. So that and then it put me in a situation where I was thinking that I'm dealing with two different sides of the coin, if you want to say. I'm sending my young, black, beautiful boys out in this world. Not only do I have them to have to deal with some white individual that's scared of them because they're going to be 6 foot something with dark complexion skin on my one son, and I have some, you know, little caramel complected, but still they're going to be tall and they're going to be identified as a black male. And that scares me because I'm sending them out there and I have to worry about them trying to get them. Now, on the other hand of it, I have to end up worrying about them in our own community trying to get them because they're jealous. Oh, what you wearing? Oh, you got that? Who got you for your mom? Oh, I don't like them giving you, or if you don't give them to me, I'm going to shoot you. So it's kind of like a devil heart for me because in this sense, it was the Eric Holder. It's so many words I describe when it comes to that man, the individual. He's sick. He's sad. He was a hater. He was everything in between. And I said, that's what I have to worry about. And that in this situation, it scared me a little bit more because I'm over here thinking, like, damn, I'm about to, keep my kids barricaded in this house because every soon they step out, they're a threat on both ends. Now, my kids are smart. Like, my young son, he's a smart kid. So he gets in the advanced classes and stuff like that. So I have to worry about some other kid that was like, oh, you think you're smart? I'm going to get you. Or he's too tall. Oh, you threaten me. I'm going to shoot you. That's where I'm coming from with this. And that's why I was so hurt by the situation. Because it's like, what? Come on. Can we get a break? I literally can't breathe. For our black men, I can't get a break. We can't cut for both ends. We can't cut it. We can't get a break here. People were always talking about, well, they wanted, if they blew the situation up, what I noticed was if it was a white cop or a white male who shot Nipsey, it would have been a whole racial thing and everybody would have been flooding this and rioting and stuff. But nobody's saying anything about what we got to do about this black-on-black crime, what we got to do about our brothers killing our brothers. No protest, no national thing, no nothing. Like, that's one of the bigger issues. That is we kill each other more than they kill us. And nobody's shining the light on that. And that's what upset me on this whole thing. And I'm sorry, I'm done. Because I'm getting heated. I'm over here like, oh, my goodness.
Nah, you good, you good. Yeah, we appreciate your perspective.
It's our subject.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely needed that. You know what I'm saying? And you being a mother of some sons and stuff like that, you know, that was an interesting perspective.
Black parents on the line with you. Black parents on the line with you. Yeah,
right.
Black parents on the line.
Oh, it's just sickening. It really hurts my heart. I really did cry. I really did mourn that loss because it was, like I said, people wanted to bring up his past. But I don't know his past, but you know what his present and what he's doing right now and he's making amends for what he did in his past. He's trying to make a better future for you, for his community, for everything. Like, let's focus on that and let's get to the root of the issue. Let's have conversations with our brothers. Like, what can we do to stop this? Because, like you said, growing up in Detroit, oh, you step on my shoe and shoot you. Oh, you look at me crazy and shoot me. You cut me off. This is brothers on brother. You look at me crazy and shooting you. He cut me off. I'm shooting up the bus stop. I'm shooting everything. I'm shooting everything around because he cut me off. I'm trying to get a car. That's the shit. I mean, that's the stories I know growing up in Detroit. So I know it's like that everywhere else in our black communities. That's the
that's the conversation we need to start having. That's the protests and riots that we need to start having. Like, let's protect our own and build up. And I do like the black gentrification. We're taking the word back, because the gentrification happened in every city, major city in this country that are, like, they're pushing us out again. It's already happening. Coming into this and re-gentrifying. I like what he was doing. Let's do black gentrification. Let's take our shit back. I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
real.
Sorry.
And now that's real. That's real shit right there, man. VA wanted to hop in real quick and say something. We got 10 minutes, so VA, you can go ahead and get in.
Yo, can y'all hear me good?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So I just wanted to say real quick, man, everything everybody been saying been 100% real, and I agree. I just want to say, man, we got to really have some real progressive conversations. I just want to say this to get everybody to really think. Because this shit happens, been happening forever, though. Like, this shit been happening since before any of us on this phone been born. It ain't new, and it happened every day. Only reason it's like, oh, it's because it's a famous guy that you never knew. But this happened in your block, on your city, all the fucking time. You know what I mean? And then, like, we can't just forget about the past, too, right? Because Cuz was a Crip from that block. And so we got to understand. A lot of this shit, people saying, oh, he told dude that he was a snitch and he couldn't be around there. And that's like one of the biggest, ooh, that'll make a nigga, you know what I mean? So it all revolves around your energy, who you are. This is why we got to deter our kids from being, and I come from all of that. So you know what I mean? I really come from that. And I shed a tear for Nip too, you know what I mean? It's, I fuck with Nip tough, you know what I mean? I shed a tear for dude. But I'm just saying, let's be reality. Let's talk reality so we can have a progressive conversation. Because I got two boys too. And I was raised by women, so I understand all the pain. And I lost a brother, you know what I mean? I seen how my mom went through when she lost her son, my older brother, you know what I mean? So it's just like, man, but we got to really be honest, you know what I mean? Cuz was doing hella great shit, and he was a great soul, and he was growing, and he went into that community, and he did a lot of things. But the danger that circulated his history, his lifestyle, being the Crip, leading to telling someone you can't be around here because you a snitch. You can't be around the homies. You know what I mean? Which is, you know what I mean? All of this shit is connected and intertwined. You can't chop one off. And this shit, and like I said, this shit been going on forever. Like, we making it so sad about Nip. Maybe that's because what he was doing and all of that. But we got to make this shit sad about everyone. And it's happening too, because this shit happening hella much, though. Like, if it's been happening way before Nip, like this shit happens all the fucking time, because, like, niggas getting killed over nothing every day by other niggas, you know what I mean? Over bullshit. And we got, in order for us to really make change, if we want change, we gotta be angry and upset and look at the news. And when you see on the news, be outraged about that little boy, about that young dude that you is about Nip. What's the difference? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, otherwise, it ain't no difference, you know what I mean? And that's just
right.
Bullshit. Nip know how the shit go. Nip know how the streets go. All of his homies. His same Roller 60 homies just got into it with some niggas on some gang shit just like 2 days ago. They just beat some nigga ass. That's gang shit. This shit don't stop. If one of them niggas get smoked, but niggas gonna be like, oh, no, all money here, niggas. But them niggas know. You know what I'm saying? And that's what goes on in the turf. Nip did take that chance, that sacrifice, but a lot of it's history. If he was some nerd nigga, he wouldn't have ever said nothing about snitching to the niggas. You know what I'm saying? So we're all intertwined, and we got to understand all that. And I'm not shooting down no gang shit. And none of that. I'm just saying, but we do got to be progressive and have progressive conversations. We got to see, like, how is anything preventable? What can we do to make a difference? What changes can we do? Why is it important to prevent our kids from going into gangs? Because then later in life, you try to become a businessman and then look at the odds you would get. It's not that you can't do it, but look at the odds you against. You know what I mean? Don't set yourself up for failure, young blood. You know what I mean? And so I love Nip. I ain't hating on Nip, but I am trying to get everybody to think, because I really do care about the situation. I care about us as a people, you know what I mean? And that's all I really wanted to say, you know what I mean?
And let me piggyback off of what you and Candy said, you know what I'm saying, like about, you know, like you said, this shit happened every day in every major city, you know what I'm saying, all the time, like every day. And, you know, of course, we were sad for Nip because, you know, what he was doing, his celebrity status and what he was doing. But like Candy said, we don't get outraged. We don't have riots when it's like another, you know, a black man killing another black man. But the reason for that is because, like, we see it so often. Like VA was just saying, it happens every day. It's just like the norm. You know what I'm saying? And that's bad when us as a people have become desensitized to it. Like, we have, it's just like, oh, man, another nigga got killed. Like, you might say, damn, that's fucked up. You watch the news, but you don't really have no sympathy because it's just like, man, it's not nothing that you haven't seen or been around before. You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem.
It's a video game.
Say it again.
It's a video game. They got them in video games. Niggas just shooting niggas and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Grand Theft Auto. We play that shit. Little kids play that shit.
And nobody never cares until it happens to your loved one or to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's when people really care.
I will say on behalf of our people, though, like, man, the first time I brought my mom out from Virginia to Oakland, it was a bunch of mothers out in the streets. They had picket signs. They was out marching in the streets, and they were saying, like, put up the peace sign, put down your peace was, like, their slogan, and they was marching, and they was marching for all they sons that's been murdered because, you know, it's so much gun violence. And so what I will say is that I seen that with my own eyes. This is a long time ago, too. And this is way before Michael Brown and shit. You know what I mean? And I seen that. And that's happened more than one time in that city. So I'm not sure about every other city, but I would like to believe. But what I would like to believe is happening in more other cities. I know it got to be happening more than we are taught. Because they never, what the news never does is come and put the cameras on that shit. Like, no, none of y'all ever knew that. You know what I mean? But I'm telling you, that's a fact. The mothers out there, you can look this shit up on YouTube. You can see these mothers be out there, blood, because they done lost their sons, blood, they grieving. If you think these mothers ain't getting up and getting out there, I don't know. I done seen it with my own eyes. So we don't get to see that. Like I said, it ain't publicized. And so, see, we in this conversation, and we talking like we shooting another dart at our people. But then, you know what I'm saying? But it's mothers who would be like, well, damn, we organizing. We be doing that often. You know what I mean? And it's just be like,
yeah, that's
man,
true.
The information got to get out. And, you know, and it ain't nobody wrong for saying that because we don't see it. So, yeah, that's why we're saying that. You know what I mean? But I just wanted to say, though, so y'all do know, y'all heard this from me. So every time when niggas say this, just know that's not totally true. Mothers do organize and put up picket fences and shit and go out for their children who've been murdered and they be tired of the shit in their hood. Put down your peace. Pick up, put, you know what I mean, peace sign. Put down your peace. You know what I mean? Shit like that. That's real shit going on.
Well, let me bring in Tiff. We got 4 minutes, Tiff, and Real. Actually, three
we
minutes.
We got three minutes.
Yeah, Tiff and Real, if y'all want a quick thought, we apologize. You know, the show got set up too short, but y'all want a last thought? Y'all want to say something on it?
No, I just, you know, like I said, I think it was a good show coming back, and I'll be back on here next week.
Okay. Imperial Real, is he still on?
Yeah. No, as a matter of fact, Imperial gone.
Okay.
So let me say this.
I'm gonna let you finish, C Hicks. But yeah, next week I definitely want to speak on the Farrakhan situation, him being banned from Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
And basically that'll be a topic. But we also, man, we urge y'all to bring topics too. To the real talk, you know what I'm saying? Because we can give our topics, but man, this is for y'all. Like we want to. So any topic that you got that you want to speak on, just think about that through the week, you know what I'm saying, and let me or C. Hicks know, and we'll, you know, it's whatever, we down to talk about it, but I do want to speak on the freedom of speech and all that with the social media, who they ban and different stuff like that. But go ahead, C. Hicks, take us on out.
No, I was just saying, man, you know, we've talked about a lot of black on black crime, you know what I mean? And we fail to give props to the motherfucker who ain't killed no black people. OJ Simpson. You can still Google his victims.
Oh,
his victims are not black.
See, man.
For real, though.
This dude, man. You and your obsession with OJ Simpson, bro. I'm going to set it up where you can meet this cat, man. Shake your hand or something.
Did I tell any lie?
It's doing a fool. But with that being said, man, we down to our last minute. We definitely appreciate all the callers, VA, Imperial, Real, Candy, Tiff, You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all. You know, it's actually cool when it's only a few people because it feel like more of an intimate conversation. You know what I'm saying? When we get a whole lot of people, it's hard. We got to rush people. So we appreciate y'all calling in. And Candy, please update us. Keep us updated. When y'all do come back, we're going to definitely support y'all show, and we need to make that unisex show happen. Like I said, at least once a month.
Absolutely.
Hey.
So with
all that being said,
have a good night.
Unscripted.